You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Board of Higher Education just approved a 3.3% increase in college tuition going into effect this fall. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, police have now charged 26-year-old An Pham with four Salt Lake County hit and runs. Pham is now going to face six attempted murder charges. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have the final cleanup of a crash in Fruit Heights. This is southbound Highway 89 at 4th North. Those vehicles are over to the shoulder. If you're traveling I-15, you're looking at a good drive either direction. You should go between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More scattered rain, snow, showers today, and cool. I'm Matt Johnson.
46 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor of Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. A court date is now set for former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Jury selection will begin on April 15th. Trump's team wanted more time. The former president called today's decision completely unfair, vowing to fight.
I don't know if we're having one. We're going to be appealing right now. I can tell you that.
But some good news for the former president in a civil fraud case in New York. The appeals court reduced the bond needed to secure his assets from $464 million to $175 million. Trump says he'll comply.
I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge.
He has 10 days to post the new amount. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu canceled an Israeli delegation's visit to Washington after the U.S. abstained and did not use its veto power to stop a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
The Israeli leader accusing the U.S. of abandoning its position. The resolution that passed does not condition a ceasefire on the release of Israeli hostages. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby denying that the U.S. vote to abstain is a shift in policy. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Russian officials say they have arrested and charged four men with Friday's attack at a concert hall in Moscow that left at least 139 dead and hundreds more injured. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the massacre was committed by radical Islamists, but is not ruling out a connection to Ukraine. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun announced he will step down at the end of 2024 following several safety failures, including the mid-air door blowout. ABC's Sam Sweeney has more.
We knew something was up last week when the airlines, the CEOs of the major airlines in the U.S. and around the world, demanded a meeting with Boeing and its board, but did not want to include the CEO. That signaled their lack of confidence and their desire for change.
They'll resign at the end of the year. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
And now the KSL in-depth. After winning the Mountain West and grabbing an NCAA tournament berth, Utah State's head basketball coach is reportedly leaving the Aggies. Joining us live, KSL TV sports anchor Sam Farnsworth. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
All right. So Dan Sprinkle is definitely leaving?
Definitely. It's already been announced by the University of Washington that he has accepted the job. He is the Washington Huskies new men's basketball coach.
So why was he so hot that people were after him and they were scampering after USU's coach?
Because he did something that no other coach in college basketball has done before. He came to Utah State with only three players remaining from the previous team's roster. He brought in 13 new faces, basically all these guys who'd never played before, and they go on to win 28 games. They go on to win the regular season Mountain West title, and they win a game at the NCAA tournament, and that had the attention of all the other coaches in the country, all the other athletic departments in the country, and suddenly he quickly rose to the top of everyone's want list.
Was he getting a lot of offers, really? And if so, why did he pick the Washington Huskies?
That's a good question. I'm not sure exactly why he chose Washington, but I do know the amount of money that he is reportedly going to make is substantial. It'll be 3 to 4 times more than what he's making at Utah State. And so that certainly is probably quite a bit enough to twist one's elbow to go that direction. But, yeah, there were other teams that were reportedly interested, but it sounded like Washington was the front runner from the get-go. And so the other teams may not have pursued as hard, knowing that that was probably the final destination.
Do we have a number how much he's going to be making?
Well, I know this. He made $900,000 at Utah State this season. So times that by 3 to 4, and that's about the ballpark that he's making up there.
General idea, you mentioned that at the beginning he only had three players left over when he arrived. What kind of state is he leaving the Aggies in?
That's a great question, and we're going to find out soon. I mean, Utah State's going to have to move quickly. Their athletics director, Diana Sabo, she's not even been on the job for a full year yet. This is going to be her biggest decision that she's had to make so far, and she's going to have to move quickly because in the ever-evolving, ever-changing world of college athletics, you can't sit back too long and wait, or you will get left behind. So they're going to have to find a new coach quickly, and that new coach is going to have to recruit the current players to stay, because when a head coach leaves, those players then are given the option to transfer to another institution if they want, and some of those guys might want to follow Sprinkle to Washington.
Sam, thanks for letting us know what's going on. KSL TV sports anchor Sam Farnsworth.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.